Reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 6, Chapter number 2. The title of the chapter is Ajamila Delivered by the Vishnu Dutas, text number 27.
Dhimma Vigarhitam Sadhi Dushkrite Kajalam Khitva Bhalam Satim Yo Aham Sura Pim Asatim Agham Dhimmam Vigaritim Sadbe Vigarhatam sadbe
Vigaritam sadbe
Dushkratam kulakajjalam
Dushkratam kulakajjalam
Dushkratam kulakajjalam
Dushkratam kulakajjalam
Hitva bhalam satim yoham
Hitva bhalam satim yoham
Hitva bhalam satim yoham Surabhim asatim agham
Surabhim asatim agham
Dhimma vigarhitam sadbhi Dushkritam kulakajjalam Hitva bhalam satim yoham Surabhim asatim agham Dhimma vigarhitam sadbhi Dushkritam kulakajjalam Hitva bhalam सतिं योऽहम्
सुरापिम्
असतिम् अघा
All
condemnation upon me. Vigarhitam, condemned. Sadhi, by honest men. Dushkritam, who has committed sinful acts. Pulakajjalam, who has defamed the family tradition. Hitva, giving up. Bhalam, a young wife. Satim, chaste. Yaha, who? Aham, I. Surabim, with a woman accustomed to drinking wine. Asatim, unchaste. Aham, I had sexual intercourse. Translation by Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada ki
jai.
Alas, all condemnation upon me. I acted so sinfully that I degraded my family tradition. Indeed, I gave up my chaste and beautiful young wife to have sexual intercourse with a fallen prostitute accustomed to drinking wine. All condemnation upon me. Quote by Srila Prabhupada. This is the mentality of one who is becoming a pure devotee. When one is elevated to the platform of devotional service by the grace of the Lord and the spiritual master, one first regrets his past sinful activities. This helps one advance in spiritual life. The Vishnu Dutas had given Ajamila the chance to become a pure devotee. And the duty of a pure devotee is to regret his past sinful activities in illicit sex, intoxication, meat eating and gambling. Not only should one give up his past bad habits, but he must always regret his past sinful acts. This is the standard of pure devotion.
So here, we are discussing the Ajamila Upakhyana, where Vishnu Dutas came. Ajamila chanted Narayana at the end of when the Yamadutas were trying to extricate the soul. So at that time, there was a conversation between Vishnu Dutas and the Yamadutas, and then Yamadutas were arguing. He is a sinful person, we have come to take him. Why are you disturbing us? So then Vishnu Dutas made arguments, and then who is sinful, who is pious, and all this. So now all the things are controversies are now sorted out. Now, this is like Srila Prabhupada explains in the purport. Ajamil has been given a second chance. Actually, it is not only Ajamil, for all of us actually. By mercy of Srila Prabhupada, we all be given a chance, second chance, maybe second chance, third chance, depending on where we are. Because the chance has been given to us, by Srila Prabhupada has given. So now the thing is, we are going to find out how Ajamila is repenting. This is very important quality, very important quality of a devotee. He might have, in the life, many people have committed many sinful activities, no doubt. The fact that we are in the material world, we have committed some sinful activity. That is why we are in the material world. Why we are in the material world otherwise? We are in the material world, that means, some point in time, we have committed some sinful activity. That is why we are sitting here. So now, what we are the devotee is, at least when he comes to understand, okay, these are the sinful activities, I have committed some sinful activities, so then he should genuinely repent. This is genuinely repent. Not just like a Namke Vasya, Hindi they say, just like, oh, yeah, sorry, I did this. No, not like a genuine repentance is very important. Not just like a lip service, like, oh, yeah, I repented. So, sometimes they sorry. That sorry doesn't mean anything actually. Sometimes people say sorry and then do same thing again and again. Not that type of thing. We have to
when we do something, then we have to repent for that. So Sri Prabhupada explains in many places. Sri Prabhupada in one place he says, repentance burns away our sins and pushes us towards surrender. Sometimes people ask, oh, what is the big deal in repentance? Because Prabhupada explains, in the Bhagavatam, Srila Prabhupada speaks of penance and repentance as our means to begin the switch from material to spiritual. When we repent, genuinely repent, then we are opening the door for spiritual life. If we don't repent, we think like, I am still good, whatever I have done is right. And that type of mentality is very, very difficult. Very, very difficult. Even in the office, wherever you go, you make a mistake. And then if you admit, okay, so I have made a mistake, I didn't know that, so future I don't. So then the people, at least, you know, they will take it with, okay, this fellow didn't know that, so they will appreciate it. But if you pretend as if you have made a mistake, I am still right, then people are going to kind of avoid you or try to do something for you. You know, they won't be interested in you. The same way in spiritual life also, Srila Prabhupada says, penance and repentance as our means to begin the switch from material to spiritual. If we regret our association with the material energy, we will no longer feel dependence upon its dualities and we will turn to Krishna. Repentance burns away our sins and pushes us towards surrender, genuine repentance. We have always, when you say repentance, genuine repentance. Always we have to qualify that repentance, not just like a lip service. And Lord Krishna says, the material energy is difficult to overcome, that those who are surrendered to me can easily cross beyond it. Srila Prabhupada adds, Krishna being the Lord of the illusory energy can order his insurmountable energy to release the conditioned soul. This is the separate special mercy of Krishna. When the living entity surrenders to Krishna, Krishna out of his fatherly affection, he tells the material energy, enough is enough. You have told him enough, who go trouble for me. So then the material energy is not going to bother us. So until that time, we have to be careful. Not that only now I'm just having chanted my 16 rounds for the last 1 week, now I'm going to relax. No, that doesn't work like that. We have to be always in the mood, like how we can avoid this situation. So sinful activities is very, very dangerous. When we commit sinful activity, so then at least we should have the attitude that genuinely repent from that activity. Then there is a scope for it. That is what Krishna says in that sloka, Bhagavad Gita sloka, Devi Heshu Gunamani Mamamaya Durateya Mamevaya Prabhadhyande Maya Metam Karanti. The divine energy is of material energy also is very difficult to overcome. Devi Hesha Guramani Mamamaya Durateya Mamevaya Prabhadhyande Maya Metam Karanti. If somebody surrenders to Krishna, then the material energy becomes favorable to him. Instead of dragging him down, the material energy is lifting him up. So that is what we have to do. And then repentance is followed by penance and austerity. When somebody repents, okay, I have performed these sinful activities. So then we have to have a steady determination that we should not commit this type of activities again and again. Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, in the 9th chapter of Bhagavad Gita, he says, Api chetsu dhuracharo bhajate ma ananyava sadhudeva samantavya samyak vyavasitohi saha. Even if somebody commits most abominable action, we have to read this sloka a little carefully. Even if he commits most abominable action, if he is still engaged, still fixed up in devotional service, then that person should be considered saintly. It's very important. It's not like, okay, I commit some sinful activities and then just continue to commit sinful activities. No, not that. Krishna is not talking about that type of person. Krishna is talking about some accidental fall down. Accidental fall down is possible for anyone because we are accustomed to living in this material world and we are living in the material world for eons. and we have accumulated so many habits, so many bad, good, all the habits we have accumulated. Because of the bad habits, we may commit sinful activity again. But what Krishna says is, if somebody performs some activity and then if it is accidentally performed, and then Krishna says that abhishecha duracharo, but main thing is he has to be engaged in devotional service, he has to be fixed in engaged in devotional service, then he is protected. So that is very important. Then the next sloka I say, Chibram Bhavati Dharma Atma Dasya Shanti Nagachati Kauteya Prati Janehi Name Bhakta Pranashyati. He says he will quickly become righteous, and then all this he is like, because he has the process of devotional service within him. The process of devotional service is purifying. It's like a fire. If you have a fire, if you have contact in fire, then automatically the purification happens. So, Shibram Bhavati Dharma Atma Sastra Shanti Nigachati Kaunteya Prati Janehi Name Bhakta Pranam. My devotee will not be vanquished. Krishna gives the guarantee that my devotee, even though he may perform some abominable actions, actually he should not perform, ideally he should not perform, but even though he performs accidentally because of his past habits, past conditioning, he performs something, still if he immediately rectifies himself, he immediately repents and then re-establishes himself in devotional activities, then that person is still considered saintly. So this is it's not a license given to anyone and everyone. Okay, now Krishna has said that I am still saintly, I will do little bit of nonsense here, little bit of chanting here, little bit of nonsense there. No, doesn't work. Krishna knows that we can't cheat Krishna. So we have to be very careful. So that is why, and Srila Prabhupada writes here, this is the mentality of one who is becoming a pure devotee. He's trying to become a pure devotee, and then this is the mentality. Actually, the devotee thinks, actually, I was rotting. Because the devotee, I'm speaking for myself. That we are rotting in the material world, somehow by the mercy of the Guru, by the mercy of Krishna, the spiritual master, so we have been given an opportunity so that we can come here, we can associate with devotees, and we can understand who we are, who is Krishna, and what is the relationship, how we can re-establish the relationship. Everything is being given to us. It is a mercy. It is a special mercy. If it is not given to us, then we will be still same place, same situation, same thing, eating, mating, sleeping, defending, same activity will continue without doubt, same thing will continue. So that is why we have to always remember from where did we come from. We should not think that, okay, now today I am chanting because I am always, I came from that place, my spiritual master very mercifully delivered me to this situation where I am able to engage in the service of Krishna. So we should remember him, and that is why Dhyayamstuvam Tasya Yashastrisandhyam Vande Gurum Sri Charanarvindam. Every day we sing the Samsara Dharma prayer. Dhyayamstuvam Tasya Yashastrisandhyam Vande Gurum Sri Charanarvindam. Every time. We have to glorify the spiritual master because the mercy of the spiritual master, mercy of Krishna, today we are sitting here, we are able to understand what is the situation. So that way we are always indebted. We are indebted to the spiritual master, indebted to Krishna for giving this opportunity. And Srila Prabhupada says, when one is elevated to the platform of devotional service by the grace of the Lord and the spiritual master, one first regrets his past sinful activities. This is the first qualification. Actually, in Srimad Bhagavatam, so many examples are there how the great devotees have regretted. So can anyone think of some example where some of the devotees have regretted of some action they have done, and then they have regretted? Anyone can think of something? You have been attending classes, you are all very knowledgeable, understanding, coming to anybody can think of anything where the devotee regrets for his activities? Yes, Ajamila is there, that's correct. Best example is Ajamila, yeah. Ajamila is there. Anyone else? Anybody else can we think of? There are so many examples are there.
Yudhishthira Maharaj.
Wonderful. Yudhishthira Maharaj, what did he regret?
Killing off so many.
Yes, actually, Yudhishthira Maharaj is my first respect.
Somehow he read the mind, read my mind actually. What is in my mind? Because Yudhishthira Maharaj, such a great personality. Dharma, Dharmaraj. Whatever he did is all Dharma only, nothing but Dharma. Everything, Pakka. Yudhishthira Maharaj, after the battle, and he was lamenting in front of Bhishmadev. Bhishmadev is lying in the bed of arrows. And then Yudhishthira Maharaj went to him and he was saying, "Because just to put me in the throne, so many Akshagopis of Akshagopi means the battalion, so many people have been killed." And he was feeling very morose. He was very morose and very dejected also. So then Bhishmadev, this is where Prabhupada explains nicely, just what Prabhupada says. Then Bhishmadev says, he should not regret the great massacre. He wanted to point out particularly that they were always protected by the Brahmanas, the Lord and the religious principles. As long as they were protected by these three important items, who? The Brahmanas, the Lord and the religious principles, there was no cause of disappointment. Thus Bhishmadev encouraged Maharaj Yudhishthira to dissipate his despondency. As long as a person is fully in cooperation with the wishes of the Lord, guided by the bona fide Brahmana and the Vaishnavas, and strictly following the religious principle, one has no cause for despondency. However, trying circumstances of life, Bhishmadev, as one of the authorities in line, wanted to impress upon this point upon the Pandavas. So, because even though Yudhishthira Maharaj was feeling very, very unhappy, very, very regretful, that because of me, then what Bhishmadev says, no, all your activities are all sanctioned by Lord Krishna, all Brahmanas, all the Shastra. That is why you do not have to know. Because Krishna has a mission. What is Krishna's mission? What is Krishna's mission? What is Krishna's mission?
To bring us
to. Yes.
To bring the fallen souls back to you.
Sorry?
To bring the fallen souls.
Yeah, that is correct. That is Krishna's mission. But in Bhagavad Gita, Krishna has a special mission. Paritraya sadhunam vinasaya dushkritam dharma samsara bhartaya sambhavami yuge. That is Krishna's mission. Your point is also correct. That is also Krishna's mission. Krishna's mission is to take all of us back home, back to God. That is ultimate this thing. So Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, yada yada hi dharmasya glanir bhavati bharata abhyuktana adharmasya tadatmanam sujamyam paritranaya sadhuna vinasaya sudushkruta dharma samskarpanataya sambhavami. Krishna appears and he re-established the religious principle. So Yudhishthira Maharaj has been used as an instrument. Yudhishthira Maharaj is used as an instrument so that you can re-establish the principles of religion on my behalf. So, this activity has been committed for Krishna on the order of Krishna under the consultation of the Brahmanas and the Vaishnavas. There is nothing to fear. So, it is a message for us also. In life, we may encounter so many problems, so many situations, so many things. And then we have to, that is why we are not alone. Sometimes when we think, oh, what should I do this way? We are not alone. Sadhu, Shastra, Guru. Sadhus are there. Shastra is there. Bhagavad Gita, Srimad Bhagavatam. So Sadhu Shastra, Guru, spiritual master is there. So Vaishnavas are there. We can always consult. There is no scarcity. If you have some problem, some kind of situation. Like Arjuna had a problem. Correct? Arjuna, what was Arjuna's problem? What was Arjuna's problem? He also had a difficulty. What was the difficulty?
He was confused whether to fight or not.
Fight or not. That is basic difficulty. And he gave so many problems, so many reasons. Kulakshaye, Pradashyanti, Kuladharma, Sanadana. Kuladharma is coming here, this one also. Kuladharma, Sanadana, Dharme, Kashte, Kulam, Krishna, Adharma, Abhivavatma. See, Jati, Dharma, Kuladharma, everything will be destroyed if I fight. But Krishna turned around and said that if you don't fight, then only the problems will come. Because we have to understand. See, that is why the Shastra, we have to study. Why Srila Prabhupada has given these books for us? Not just like you keep in the bookshelf. Like, no, you have to study. If you study them and assimilate the knowledge, apply in our life, then our life will be successful. There won't be any confusion. No confusion at all. How to go, what to do, what is the next action? No problem. Yeah, clear cut. everything is given here. So that is this is one kind of regret. So any other regrets can you remember? Anyone can remember? Any other regrets? There are many regrets are there. Many regrets people have regretted whatever they have committed, and then they ask for forgiveness. And then they have forgiven us. You know, I don't want to tell. I'm not here to test you. I'm just saying if you have something to share, you can share. Otherwise, yeah?
Indra.
Sorry?
Indra.
Yes. Indra is the next thing. I think are you reading this this one? He is reading something. Somebody is reading something. Okay. Indra is also in the list actually. Yeah. Indra many places. Indra many places related. Not one time. Indra related many times. Which circumstance you are thinking about?
Govardhan Leela.
Okay, Govardhan Leela. Yes. Anyone else? Anything else?
They are not giving prajat flower to Lord Krishna.
Sorry?
Not giving that prajat tree to Krishna.
Yes, that is another one. Yeah, another one also there. It's good. It's a quiz time. Bharatam is a quiz time also. It's not like Bharatam, it's not like a monotonous monologue. It is a dialogue. Can have a yeah, but where else Indra has regretted? Many places. Now, I'm just saying only we have discussed only one or two only now. And Rahul, time is running. Indra did give respect to Brahaspati, his spiritual master. Okay, so that is one place. There is another place, there is Indra and also Vritrasura. Whole thing. So the point we have to understand here is like you have a many instances are there in Srimad Bhagavatam where there is ample information. The Bhagavatam is like a kind of storehouse. It gives what to do and what not to do. Both also. It's not just like talking about only Prahlad Maharaj, Guru Maharaj, this one, that. No. It talks about how one should live, how one should live, how one should not live, how one should not do activity. That is also explained. So we know the famous pastime of Govardhan Leela. When the devotees, when the Brajavasis stopped this Indra puja, he got very offended. How can you stop this puja? I am supplying everything to you, and then you just, the little boy is saying, and then you are stopping my puja. He got very offended, and then he sent the Samavartaka to him. We all know the story, we had that Govardhan puja recently. But Krishna completely protected the devotees and lifted the Govardhan hill, and everyone was underneath that shelter, like umbrella, big umbrella. And after that, Indra saw the Krishna's opulences, Krishna's unlimited potency. Then he regretted, oh my dear Lord, I made a mistake. So he regretted. But the problem is, one point I want to make, the same thing, Krishna did that. Krishna protected. Krishna did. Then again, the same Krishna goes there to take some. What is the big deal? He is taking one part. Krishna is the producer of millions of Parijata tree. He wanted to pick up one Parijata tree. What is your problem? That is it. No, you don't pick up. See, that is the problem. Sometimes we make mistakes and then we don't learn from this and then we come to the same mistake. So then Krishna went to pick up the Parijata tree, then again he got a big fight with Krishna. Then after that he realized, oh, you are Krishna. So this type of mentality is not very good. Now, I'm not criticizing him, he is a great personality. We are not criticizing him. But what we can learn from that is these personalities are that we have to make one mistake, then we should not be foolish enough to keep on committing the same mistake again and again. Even a cat also. Cat, I don't know, India they say, sometimes the cat comes and touches the hot milk. Touches hot milk. Then, and the next time you keep the cold milk also, the cat will not come near that only. Because cold already burnt once. There is an English proverb. Once bitten, twice shy. Thank you. So that is the same thing. Because you have done that mistake, and why are you making a mistake again? So that is why we have to be careful. Indra also regretted. This Indra once one place he says, I'll read out what kind of statements these great personalities are making. Alas, here also alas, what a regrettable deed I have committed because of my lack of intelligence and my pride in my material opulence. I failed to show respect to my spiritual master when he entered this assembly and thus I have insulted him.
Although I am the king of the demigods who are situated in the mode of goodness, I was proud of a little opulence and polluted by false ego. Under the circumstances, who in the world would accept such riches at the risk of my falling down? Alas, I condemn my wealth in opulence.
He condemned because Indra, the spiritual master Indra, is sitting in his asana, in his sabha. Indra Sabha,
and Brahaspati is entering. When Brahaspati entered, naturally king is all powerful. But when the Brahmana is coming, when the spiritual master is coming, when Krishna is coming, then you are duty bound to get up and offer some respect. You are duty bound. If you don't do that, then that is considered an insult. So he did that. That Brahaspati got offended and then he just left. So that is why he is saying Indra is regretting. Indra regrets that. So that is good. And he regretted, and then by the mercy of the Lord, then he got the things back and all this. So this is what we have to learn. This is this thing is, power will come, money will come, but whatever may be the circumstance, we have to remain equipoised. Krishna says that in Bhagavad Gita, Sitoshta Samadukeshu. Sitoshta. Because sometimes, sometimes cold, sometimes hot. And November, every time same day only. Cold, hot, winter, summer, all these things you will find in the same day only. Morning, you may be very hot, no need a jumper. And then come here, and then it is a cold. Jumper, you have to be a jumper. Everything you have to keep ready only. So, that's why Krishna says, Matras Prashastra Kaunteya, Sitoshtasta Dukkata, Agama, Ayama, Aditya, Tam, Tidikshasva, Bharata. So, Indra has to be, because I may have power, but the power has been given to me by Lord, by my mercy of spiritual master. I got this. I should always remember that. Not that I am independent. So, this mood is not good. So, that is another one. This is like Indra itself, the 4 or 5 items are to discuss actually. There is another thing in Krishna Leela, you may remember.
Brahma.
Brahma Vimohana Leela. Brahma also bewildered. Brahma thought, what is this boy? Is just eating with the left hand, right hand, and then some yoga rice here, something. Is this my Supreme Lord? He also got a doubt actually. He also got a doubt. Then he thought he wanted to test it out. This everybody, Brahma is the secondary creator. So he was thinking, does Supreme Lord, we have heard Ishwara Parama Krishna Sachidananda Vigraha Anadi Rajin Govinda Sarva Karana Karanam. Is this my Lord? He was not convinced at that point in time. Then he wanted to test it out. He wanted to steal the cars, steal the covered boys. But Krishna is Param Brahma. He just completely, whatever Brahma did, and then Krishna immediately manifested everything. Like that 1 year period, they say, like this. He manifested everything, and then all the cars, all the covered boys, everything Krishna manifested himself. And then Brahma came and saw this. He was bewildered. I wanted to rest. So I stole everyone and kept in a cave, and then they are here. So then he again went back to the cave. They are there also. Again he came back. Here also. So now instead of confusing, he got more confused. So then by the mercy of Lord, he understood also. Like this is the Supreme Lord. When he performs this Leela, the Leela may look like a mundane from a material point of view. But the Leela, Krishna's Leela is transcendental. That is why Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, Janma karma chame divyam evam yoveti tattva kata tyaktva evam punar janma naihi mameti sojana. With Krishna's activities, Krishna's work, Krishna's appearance, all these things are divyam. Divyam means transcendental. Nothing to do with this material world. We should not even confuse Krishna's activities to the material activities. Krishna, his appearance, the activities are all divyam. So if you understand that, what is your benefit? Tyaktvadeham punarjanma naihi mameti sojana. After giving up this body, you do not have to take birth again in this material world. What a big relief actually. No virus, no tax, nothing to pay, no this problem, that problem. So many problems we are talking about now. You don't know why all this problem? Yet they have a body. All this virus and the disease and all this is not for the soul. It's only for the body. Tektva deha punarjanma naiti namaiti sojana. You take birth. That is why all these problems are coming. Birth, the death, the disease, old age, everything is coming for the body only. For the soul there is no birth, no death, no disease and no old age. So that is why, that is us. That is why Shastra says, Aham Brahmasmi, Dasosmi. Aham Brahmasmi means not I am with them. Lord. No, I am not Lord. I am Brahma. I am also Brahma. This is like we are part and parcel of Krishna. Krishna is Param Brahma. We are like a small particle of Krishna says that in Bhagavad Gita. So that way we can understand. So here, and also Brahma is another example. And in the Krishna Leela, there is a very Brahmanas and Brahma Patanis are there. So there is a very nice example. When the Krishna and Balaram the boys were feeling very hungry. So when they are feeling hungry, Krishna said, you go and ask, the Brahmanas are doing some yajna. So you go and ask for some food. They will give something, you take it. So they went and asked the Brahmanas. So this is like a Krishna and Balaram are there. So we are all hungry. We need some food. What the very Brahmanas, they said? What did they say? No, we are in the middle of performing sacrifice. Go away. No, don't disturb us actually. So they went back to Krishna. And then Krishna, they say, oh, you asked, okay, don't worry. Now you go and ask the mothers, like the Brahmanas' wives, you go and ask them. So when the boys went and asked the mothers, the very Brahmanas' wives, so they know Krishna and Balaram has come. That's it. They picked up everything and then went to offer everything to Krishna. So now when the Brahmanas, they were already devotees of the Lord. They could understand what is the purpose behind this. Vedaisya sarve ameva vedyo vedanta krit veda deva chara. The whole purpose of yajna, what is the purpose of yajna? Yes, you have to please Lord Krishna. And the self same Krishna is coming, give me something, I am performing. What is this? That is why the very Brahmanas also regretted. They regretted very much that although their wives were elevated to the platform of pure devotional service, they themselves could not understand even a little bit of how to love and offer transcendental loving service to the Supreme Lord. Very Brahman, yeah, after their Brahmanas, they understood the mistake. Oh my, our lives are so simple, and immediately when Krishna asked something, immediately they went and rendered service. But we are, that's why he is saying, they began to talk among themselves, to hell with our learning, to hell with our being born Brahmanas, to hell with our learning all the Vedic literature, to hell with our performing great sacrifices and observing the rules and regulations, to hell with our family, to hell with our expert service in performing the rituals. Exactly according to the description of the scriptures, to hell within all, for we have not developed transcendental loving service to the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who is beyond the speculation of the mind, body and senses. Because the Brahmanas are regretting. Why they are regretting? Because we have studied the Veda, performing sacrifices, doing this wonderfully, doing that wonderfully, but we have not understood whom it is meant for. But the Brahmanis, the mothers or the wives of the Brahmana, they were not that expert in all these things, but they understood one thing. All these things are meant for satisfying Krishna. And Krishna is asking something, immediately they left everything and went to satisfy Krishna and gave all this bhoga, whatever they prepared and gave. So that Brahmanas are liberated. So this is a, so enough, how many regrets we have seen? What are the things we have seen? Can you remember? What are all the regrets we have heard so far? Regrets of? You remember? We have been discussing. How many regrets we have discussed? Can you remember? Here you can say, what are the regrets quickly? Brahma, Indra, and Ajami, of course. And?
Yudhishthira.
Arjuna also regretted here. Anyone? See, this is our problem.
Valmiki also
regretted.
Valmiki.
Whatever we discussed,
Yeah. So this things. Yeah. Valmiki also. Yeah. Valmiki also regretted. Yes, correct. He was there in the other this thing. Dasu Ratnakar. Yeah. Dasu Ratnakar. He also regretted because he thought, I am doing this activity, my family will say. That's why everybody says, no, why are you committing sinful activities? I am doing this because my family. So then Narada Muni said, won't ask your family what are the reactions on the sinful activity, sinful reaction, the family going to partake that? Then he went to his father, mother, Bebe means nothing, no, can't. And they went to his wife, son, the daughter, they don't want to take it. And then wife, I am performing some activity, I am alone. Nobody is going to partake any of my sinful activity, then why am I performing this activity? So then he came and regretted before Narada Muni, and then he asked for a method, what I should do? Maram, 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 maram. Then Narada Muni, yes, thank you, thanks for reminding me. So like this, so many instances in the Vedic, this thing, where we can understand how this regretful nature is going to help us. But one thing, that's why Srila Prabhupada says, the Vishnu Dutas had given Ajamila the chance to become a pure devotee, and the duty of a pure devotee is to regret his past sinful activities. So opportunity is given. It's given. Opportunity is open for everyone. But whether we take advantage of that, how do we grab that opportunity, is up to us actually. So it's like Krishna's mercy is there. Krishna's mercy is available for everyone. And whether you become a proper recipient of that mercy, it is up to us. For example, big rain is coming. Okay, rain is coming. You want to hold one small cup, you get one cup full of water. You put one spoon, you get only one spoonful of water. But if you take big 200-liter vessel, you will get 200-liter vessel, full water you will get it also. So, Krishna's mercy is not like a dependent on this or that. It's ready, everything is available. Are you ready to get Krishna's mercy? How much you put yourself in the position of recipient of Krishna's mercy, then it is available to you. That is what is mentioned here. Vishnu Dutas has given Ajamila the chance to become a pure devotee, and the duty of a pure devotee is to regret. First we have to regret. Then only we can understand. Because if we think ourselves as like we are doing the right thing, we are already elevated. My activities are all low class and I am already thinking I am elevated. What is this situation? So first, yes, to perform the activities what I have been doing is not good. So, somehow, the mercy, that is what the whole prayer is. The whole prayer is, Jnana Tiridandasya, Jnana Jana Shavataya, Sakshur, Unvilitamyena, Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha. Because my eyes were covered in darkness, and my spiritual master is giving me the knowledge by which I can come out of this darkness. So, that is, that way, we always remember, I have been doing this, and then somehow, by the mercy of God, mercy of spiritual master, mercy of Krishna, I have been lifted up from this situation. So I should remember that. I should remember. That is what we dhyayam suvandasya yasasti sandhyam vande guru shri charanaravindam. So we have to remember that. Otherwise we may get puffed up. Like Indra got puffed up. Thinking that like now I am doing this thing. But who gave you the position? The position was given to you by the Lord only. Everything is given by the Lord. So we should not become puffed up actually. I may have a little bit of opulence, a little bit of this thing. So what to talk of Indra got puffed up. We Brahmaji also got revealed. So this type of things can happen. But what we should do is immediately we have to rectify. They also did. Indra also, even though he committed this thing, immediately rectified. Yes, it's a mistake. So if we commit a mistake, then yes, mistake is mistake. Then if we repent for that and then try to not to commit this activity, then you are in a safer position. That is what Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, 10th chapter of Bhagavad Gita, Tesham Sarada Yukana Bhajata Priti Purvam Dadani Bhundi Yogantam Etenama Upayantite. Krishna says, if you are Tesham Sarada Yukana, all the time if you are meditating on Krishna, and then what Krishna gives you the intelligence, Dadani Bhundi Yogantam Etenama Upayantite. I will give you the Bhundi.
It's not that I am having a buddhi already in stock and I am listening. No, Krishna has to give a buddhi, and from that buddhi I can go back to Krishna. So Krishna will give, Krishna will see the sincerity, sincere repentance, genuine repentance of the devotee, and then Krishna will make arrangements for you so that the material energy is not going to cause trouble for us anymore. That is when surrender, when somebody surrenders to Krishna, this is the biggest benefit. Because Krishna sees that, oh, this fellow has been struggling in the material world and he is trying to do so many activities. Now at least he is taking some shelter. Like, let us give a little bit of relief for him. He will do some tests also. Don't think that Krishna is like a... He will make sure you are really sincere, a really kind of genuine. Because otherwise, you know, like a, if Krishna has to, because Krishna was crawling in the backyard of Nanda Maharaj. Because Krishna has to crawl in the backyard of Nanda Maharaj, it was not an easy thing for them. Because they had to go through so many austerities, so many things to get Krishna as their son. It's not an easy thing. So, but once you do that, and then Krishna becomes like a subservient to you. Like the Gopas, they were like, they were Brajavasi, they don't know Krishna as God. As far as they are concerned, Krishna is their lovable object, that's it. For their life is Krishna only. They don't know if Krishna is Supreme Bhagavan, all this, nothing. They don't know anything. For them, he is a playmate. Gopas is a playmate. Gopis, Krishna is a lover. That's it. For them, it's a... And for Nanda Maharaj and Yashoda, son, that's it. They don't have anything. They don't know anything. Any time anything happens to Krishna, so somehow by the will of providence, Krishna has been. Who is this will of providence? He is the providence. He is Supreme Lord. And they think that somehow by the will of providence, Lord Vishnu has saved. Actually, he is the source of Lord Vishnu. They don't know that actually. And they don't, and they have been put into the condition so that they can exchange the Vatsalya Bhava. If Yashoda Maya knows that Krishna is God, then she will not have the Vatsalya Bhava. She will do the Aarti. What is this thing? Then the Vatsalya Bhava will be disturbed. Rasa Bhas. No, Krishna didn't want to do that. Hey, you have that mood of Vatsalya, you continue that mood only. And the Gopas, Gopa friends, so if they have, they know Krishna is God, they will not have it. They won't jump on him, they won't play with him. They will put some, putting a laddu and then put some mud into his mouth. No, they can't do all these joking things with him. They know Krishna is God. So Krishna put them into that. Oh, you want me as a friend, Sakha? So I will keep it like that only. So that Krishna is Bhakta Rasa. Whatever way you want to reciprocate, Krishna reciprocates like that. And you want Krishna as an enemy, and Krishna is ready also. Kamsa wanted Krishna as an enemy. Always meditated. He was 24 hours, he was conscious of Krishna. But not anukula, very pratipu. He was always how to kill Krishna, how we can avoid before Krishna coming and killing me, I have to kill him. This type of meditation was there in Kamsa. So that is not a very favorable type of situation. We have to anukula, he said. We have to think of Krishna in a favorable way, favorable to Krishna. So this is what, and Srila Prabhupada says here, we have to regret for the past sinful activities. Not only should one give up these past habits, but he always, habits you have to give it up, no doubt about that. But always you have to remember, by the mercy of the Lord, by the mercy of the devotees, by the, today we are sitting here, how did we sit here? Not that from the sky immediately we fall down here. No. Somehow some devotee came, somebody gave me prasadam, somebody gave me a book, somebody talked to me, somebody bothered to talk to me, somebody took some time to talk to us, then only we got some interest, correct? Otherwise how will we be here? We may be still sitting somewhere in the pub, at least I can talk about myself. So somehow Krishna has sent, little bit of sincerity may be there, so that is why atosadha. The whole devotional life starts with atosradha, basic faith. Atosradha, tata sadhusandha, bhajanakriya, anartha nivrittisya, tata ruchi, asakti, nishta, bhava, prema. You see, all these things start from atosradha. Atosradha is very important. So we all have come here. Some sradha is there, otherwise you won't come here. Why you are coming here? Because sradha is there. So we have to slowly fan this sradha, fan. small fire will be there. So you can say, oh, it's a small fire, what is the big deal? No, if you have a small, the handmade fan, slowly you fan this, and then that fire will become more, and it will become big fire, and then it will completely useful. Many things. Same way, our devotion also, at this stage it may be in a very small. Krishna Bhakti is already there. It's not that Krishna Bhakti you have to go outside and put it inside. Sometimes people think that Krishna Bhakti is some substance, you have to go and buy it and then put it inside. No, Krishna Bhakti is already there. So he has to be reawakened. How that can be done? Shravanadi Siddha Chitte Karayo. Shravanadi, by hearing and chanting, this Krishna Bhakti can be reawakened. So that is why Srila Prabhupada says here, not only should one give up his past bad habits, but he must always regret his past sinful activities. This is the standard of pure devotion. Because a devotee always knows, I was struggling in this material world. Somehow the mercy of the Lord, mercy of spiritual master, mercy of devotee, I have been reclaimed. So it is my duty so that I can remember, so that I don't again go back to the old position. That is very important for us. Rather, if we go back again, then again for so many more lifetimes we have to continue here. Punarapi Jananam, Punarapi Maranam, Punarapi Janani, Chakaveshanam. Again and again. How many births we want to take? And we don't get tired of this also. Same activity, same meeting, sleeping, meeting, different. We don't get tired of this. So that is why this Shastra, you have to read Shastra, you have to associate with Sadhu. Then, so that is why, now look at Ajamil's case. Now Ajamil is fixed up. Why he is fixed up? He performed a little bit of service in the beginning. But in the middle there was a detour. He got a little bit of sidetracked. But because of he started the devotional life properly, and then the benefit also, he named his son Harai. That intelligence was given by the Lord only. So Lord was thinking, like, this fellow, how to recover him? Okay, at least give them the opportunity. So then let this fellow call his son as Narayan. Narayan is same as Lord Narayan's name. So that way, so Lord gave him the intelligence. So that finally he got attachment to his son, and then he cried out Narayan, and then by that he got the opportunity of association of Vishnu Dutas. And then Vishnu Dutas gave him the chance to. Now, Vishnu, you wanted to say something, the Vishnu Dutas disappeared. That's it. Same thing happened in the case of Narada Muni also. Narada Muni had a darshan of the Lord, and then after that, just Lord disappeared. Same way Vishnu Dutas also disappeared. And we will continue. Very interesting. So this Ajamil, sometimes oh, poor Ajamil had a problem. No, Ajamil was not poor, we are poor. Yeah, we have to understand like that. And this, all these instructions in the Shastra are there for a lesson for us only. Sometimes we say, oh, poor Arjuna, he had problem. No, Arjuna didn't have any problem. Arjuna asked this question for our behalf. Same way, this all this Ajamila, all these things. So Srila Prabhupada says, at that time only one Ajamila. But now the millions of Ajamilas are there. You go outside the street, everything, the same activities are happening. We may get sidetracked very easily. So that's a fear. The fear, whatever the fear is, how to use fear in the service of Krishna? Sometimes people ask this question. Everything can be used in the service of Krishna? Yes. So one person asks, how to use fear in the service of Krishna? So we have to fear Maya. To that degree, we have to fear. Krishna is more powerful than Maya, but still we have to remember, if I am not careful, if I am not following all these things diligently, then I may be caught by Maya very easily, I may be sidetracked. So I should remember. That way, then it is a kind of a wake up call for us. Every time when we do something, yes, this is the fear. The fear element can be used in service of Krishna. So this way, if we can lead our life like that, then we are going to the, we see, the, even in the dream, we don't have to see Yamaraj. In the dream also. What does it mean? If you don't have to see Yamaraj in the dream, what does it mean? You don't have to see Yamaraj in the dream also. That means you don't have to see him in the dream. That means you don't have to see him in person also. Correct? Dream also you don't have to see him in person. That means you don't have any transaction with Yamaraj. That means you are not going to the Yamaloka. Your duty is to go to Vishnu Loka or Krishna Loka. Correct?
This is what we have to understand. So that is the process what Srila Prabhupada has given. How to go back home, back to garden. So this is what, and the very simple only. And in the Bhaja Govindam also there is a nice verse. Bhagavad Gita Kinchita Gita Ganga Jalava Kanika Pita Sakutami Yena Murari Sarcha Kriyate Tasya Yame Nana Sarcha. Bhagavad Gita Kinchita Gita, even little bit of Bhagavad Gita, even one sloka, half sloka, just read Bhagavad Gita every day. Only 700 sloka, you read 2 years, you will complete it. Little bit of read Bhagavad Gita, Ganga Jalava Kanika Pita, even little bit of Ganges water. Not the galaxy levels, little bit water is good. Ganga Jalava Kanika Pita, Sakutami Yena Murari Samarcha. Even little bit of discussion, like we are doing, we are discussing about Murari, we are discussing about Krishna, we are discussing about Ajami Upakya. This is a Sarcha. Murari Samarcha, Kriyate Tasya Yamena Sarcha. If a person does that, he does not have to have an appointment with Yamaraj. So that means his destination is different. So this we want to take advantage of this opportunity. So this opportunity is given for us. So we want to utilize this fully so that this life only we want to finish this business. Not that wait for, okay, we'll do a little bit next time. Still benefit is there. But we have to remember not why postpone that thing. Why postpone for another life? That life again some other complication comes, some other detour may come. So we have to be careful. So we stop here. If there is any questions or comments, Hare Krishna. Okay. There are no questions now. Okay. Srila Prabhupada ki.